The state's highest court issues a ruling involving the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. A Northeast Oklahoma school district is considering a shorter school week and details on a Metro College's new degree program. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, December 10th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma Corporation Commissioner Todd Hyatt will be allowed to vote on three rate hike cases despite allegations of sexual misconduct that could cause conflicts of interest. Grayson Wheeler has more on the state Supreme Court's unanimous decision.
The court says it does have the authority to remove commissioners when appropriate, but this time it's not. Three state lawmakers brought the suit against Commissioner Todd Hyatt after allegations of multiple instances where he was sexually inappropriate at professional events. The suit asked the Supreme Court to disqualify Hyatt from at least three cases involving utilities with ties to victims or witnesses of the alleged inappropriate behavior. They involve Oklahoma Natural Gas, OG&E, and Public Service Company of Oklahoma. In the court's decision, justices say they would only remove a commissioner in cases with no other options. This case could be considered by the Ethics Commission. The House of Representatives could also begin impeachment proceedings, although the lawmakers who filed the suit said there isn't enough evidence for that. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A program focused on helping women struggling with substance use during pregnancy has shut down. KGOU's Hannah France reports it provided assistance in Oklahoma for the past 3 years.
The Parent-Child Assistance Program, or PCAP, was brought to Oklahoma in 2021 when OU sociology professor Dr. Aaron Mayer began what was meant to be a 5-year study to examine the program's efficacy. PCAP was developed at the University of Washington in 1991 to both help women struggling with substance use during pregnancy and decrease the rates of prenatal exposure to drugs and alcohol. In Washington, the program yielded outcomes such as increased rates of employment and education, decreased use of public assistance, and prevention of future substance-exposed newborns. The webpage for the OU program now states the sites in both Oklahoma City and Tulsa have closed down due to, quote, unexpected funding challenges. I'm Hannah France.
The Broken Arrow School Board is considering a proposal to switch from 5 days of school a week to 4. Robbie Korth reports on the discussion brought to the board by district administrators.
The move would make Broken Arrow the largest district in the state with a 4-day week. The calendar is popular in rural schools. It's touted as a teacher recruitment and retention tool as Oklahoma struggles with an educator shortage. But logistical challenges in such a large district are intimidating. What would happen to the thousands of kids needing daycare on the 5th day they'd normally be in school? How would the move impact academic outcomes? Broken Arrow's school board president Steve Allen leans toward pumping the brakes.
I think we got to continue to work to look for answers to the challenges instead of force this down the community's throat, just say, we're doing it, by God, let's go.
The school board must decide by February if the next school year will feature a 4-day week. I'm Robbie Korth.
Oklahoma City Community College is adding a new associate degree. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the program will be the first of its kind in the state.
Next semester, students at OCCC will be able to get an associate degree in applied science in behavioral health sciences. The degree prepares students for jobs at behavioral health agencies, community organizations, hospitals, rehabilitation centers, and more. Jennifer Allen is a professor at OCCC and chair of the psychology department. She helped design the new degree program.
I think we'll really put our students in a position to fill those roles without those agencies having to do a lot of additional training.
Allen says she hopes the degree will expand the behavioral health workforce in Oklahoma. She says there are plenty of jobs in the field that don't need years and years of college. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.